This episode was brought to you by power outages, coming to a local subdivision near you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lex Files. Tonight, another impromptu episode because the power is out. Again, this has been the second night, and the same problem occurred. One of the power lines broke, actually exploded, and we are waiting for a solution from Meralco. Again, hopefully this time it's not going to be a Band-Aid solution. But, thankfully, that is not the actual topic I would like to discuss. Tonight, I want to talk about my favorite hashtag. It is, have you arted today? Now, I know that's not a hashtag that I can claim to have created myself. I've seen a lot of versions online. You know, Instagram, Facebook, just in general. But I do live by it. And it's part of what I want to share to other people. The idea of making art every day. Now, this is very different from 10,000 hours, which is still another topic that I'd like to discuss. But the idea of have you arted today is asking the artist or asking yourself, have you done something that can be called art? Or artistic. And I think it can be interpreted in many ways, particularly for different artists and different individuals, because art can be incredibly subjective, and what we can view as artistic for ourselves might not be artistic for other people. But the general idea is that artist must continue to make art, regardless of their situation. They must find art everywhere. The idea of an employee not working would stop them from becoming an employee is also the same thing with an artist. I mean, an employee can find another job, a manager can go into a different position. What about an artist? When was the last time you pursued art and enjoyed it? When was the last time you looked at a piece and said, hey, I'm proud of my work? A lot of young artists or new artists, and even the more, the more veteran artists tend to make art out of need. They need to pay the bills, they need to meet a quota because a client requested for a poster or for a submission of whatever. I mean, when was the last time you sat down and made something for yourself? I am guilty of making art for goal, you know, for a financial goal, just so I can make ends meet. But there's a part of me that always seeks the pleasure and joy of making art without any other reason than to have fun and feel good, enjoy the peace that making good art brings. I suppose you can include the phrase ars gratia ars, but I don't think I can make art for art's sake in the modern sense of the word. I do want to give art its purpose, and the purpose of the art that I make for myself is to heal my wounds. Every artist is a broken piece of life. There is no complete artist. There are consummate artists, yes. There are true artists, pure artists, but there is no complete artist, I don't think. Every artist sheds a piece of themselves in every art that they make, whether it's magnificent, towering architecture in its most gothic or Renaissance interpretations, or in self-portraits, or in poems and short stories and novelettes, or in operas and love songs. It was said of Judy Garland that she died a little bit in every song because she poured so much of her life and her soul into every performance. And I suppose the same can be said of the artist, the modern artist, the one who truly pursues the craft of making art. Whenever I make an art piece, I want to make it the absolute best that my skills can provide. And when I look at the piece and realize that it's incomplete, my heart breaks, because I know in my head that I should have been able to do a certain thing, a thing that cannot be easily described in words or in paragraphs of descriptive reasoning. But the idea of making something on paper or on canvas or in a sculpture, and then it comes out unfinished or unsatisfying, does become disappointing for every artist. Other people might like it. They might say that, oh, there's perfection and imperfection, but to an artist, we cannot settle for just any type of imperfection. We must settle for that imperfection, which brings out the soul of a piece, the worth and worthiness of a piece. And when you create art every day, you have a chance of making something good out of it. You have a chance of writing the next great line in your story, or the next great portrait, the next great sculpture. But do you really view your life as art? Is everything that you make a chance to be artistic? Or do you still go through the motions of living like a human being, like an ordinary human being every day, without giving thought to that moment of bliss, perhaps of, what's the word? Not serendipity, perhaps of clarity. There you go. Is your life clear and full of art? Or are you still drowning in that sense of neediness? Are you still constantly looking for a purpose? A couple of years ago, when I started out this full-time career as an artist, I never really thought that I would be capable of going to different places in the provinces or performing in malls or offices and even teaching different students or adults. I never really thought that that would be that would be possible. I just wanted to keep making art, because back then that was my goal, just to keep making art and selling them and changing lives one by one with every piece. I was able to do it for a while, but in the end, it wasn't enough. Perhaps it was God that saw that, okay, Lex, you've done enough making art for one person. Now it's time for you to teach art to 1, 2, 3 groups of a dozen or more people. Do I still get to make art for myself? Yes, but not in the same way that I used to make when I was much younger. 3 or 4 years ago, I don't just keep making portraits every day. Instead, I remind people that they should be doing something worthwhile, something about themselves that they can share with others, because I think that art should be shared, particularly good art. Yes, you can argue that you don't have to share every piece of yourself to other people, but not to me. I see that art should be given its time in society, that art should be made accessible to everyone, which is why I try to make my pricing accessible. I try to make my art cheap enough, I suppose, and that the world can be a much easier place to get art and find art and make art and give art. You know, a lot of people will tell me that I'm charging too little. Oh well. Perhaps I am. But my art will be known to many. What about you? Will your art be known to many? What kind of art do you make every day? What kind of purpose is your art now? Do you have a goal that you want to reach? Do you have a certain person that you want to finally meet in your life? What is your art? Is there joy in making art for you, for yourself? I'm reminded of a particular artist. Her name is Claire Ching. She was actually one of the first people that encouraged me in her own special quiet way to go into calligraphy and to make art, because she was quite prolific in posting her progress work 3 or 4 years ago, and she's still doing it now. But back then, to the much newer artist, particularly in calligraphy, I had no idea where to go. I had no idea how to start. Claire was able to create an environment of peace, growth, and progress, and happiness. Seeing her work, no matter how simple it was, or no matter how simple she said it was, amazed me, because, well, not because of the outcome, which was good, of course, but it was because of the spirit that she imbued in her art. Another artist that I would like to talk about is Lorraine Nepomuceno. She was another one who allowed my calligraphy to truly flourish. We were introduced to each other in a small group, or what was then a small group, called Calligraphy Spot on Facebook. And she just kept writing every day, and she was happy with my contributions. And back then they were pretty amateurish, of course. But then again, put any calligraphy piece beside Lorraine and it becomes amateurish. Ah, you should see her work. teacher was very kind to me. Kind and gentle and sweet and loving. But most of all, encouraging of the art that I make. So I said to myself, if I ever had the chance to be like Lorraine to somebody, I would. I would be kind and gentle and loving and sweet and encouraging. In my own way, of course. She is much too sunshiny and bright and much too filled with starlight. I, on the other hand, am moonshadow. When she and I first met, I knew at once that we would be good friends. The same thing with Claire and the same thing with all the other artists. I started seeing their grief, their loneliness, and their need to make art, and how life always seemed to interrupt them. So there I was, thinking to myself, how would I make art? How would I make good art, as Neil Gaiman said? And there really wasn't any other way. It wasn't a how, it wasn't a why, it wasn't a where, and with what. It was always a when. An artist is capable of making art at any time because they have the means. Their hands and their brains are so filled with possibility that if you gave them a pencil and a piece of paper, they could make incredible work. Give them a microphone and they'll sing ballads and they won't even need a microphone. Give them paint and they'll paint. Give them music and they will sing. Give them a stage and they will act and sing and dance and perform and make worlds of stories. So I decided to create that hashtag, Have You Arted Today? I didn't see it anywhere else, but I still won't credit myself for creating the hashtag. But I do use it personally, and I do share it with people on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And now with you, dear listener, to my podcast. Now I know that this isn't much of a topic. It's really just me sharing a thought and rambling and telling stories. But I suppose if you are here, it means you either like listening to the sound of my voice, or you find something worth listening to. If you are an artist, I ask you, have you arted today? Have you done something that is artistic, but that is worth calling art? Is it visual? Is it auditory? Is it a physical form of art? Or were you just able to share some kindness and some love or generosity with somebody at home, a stranger, an animal, maybe even yourself? If you were able to do something good and something kind to another human being, then that should be enough art for the day. Try to make something else tomorrow. Try to spread the goodness and the joy of making art to as many people as you can. But do it one day and one person at a time. And that's it. Thank you very much for being here with me again. Apologies for the weird audio and for the incredibly random topic. I think I might go back to it in a few months' time. I think that is the case with a lot of artists. We will go back to certain themes and certain ideals. But for now, that's it. Again, thank you for listening. This is the Lex Files, signing off. I'll see you again. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.